Gambia's health minister, Dr. Amadou Lamine Samatte, has confirmed that some staffers have been selling fake COVID test results, particularly to travelers. He said police are investigating. His statement followed an undercover investigation by a Gambian newspaper. Samatte said in an interview yesterday that police made a key arrest early in their probe.
Yes, that has happened.
Samatte said a health worker and a SAC former employee from his ministry were arrested. The scandal has raised questions about the credibility of the country's present and past COVID test results. But Samatte offered reassurances that Gambia's test results are as reliable as those produced by other countries.
People should accept the COVID test from the Gambia because the generality of the test would have been genuine. Once in a while, you see these cases, but I'm sure you've had bigger countries with more sophisticated equipment having complained of false COVID test certificates. And we have equally received patients or passengers in the country who were later tested by us, and they were also found to be positive.
Samatte has denied his ministry was complicit in the sale of the fake COVID results and says other workers shouldn't be tainted by the case.
I will describe it as a rare incident because I'm aware of all the good tests that are being done. I'm aware of all the good certificates that are being issued to individuals. I'm aware of a good system that is going on in this country.
The Gambia recently imposed new COVID-19 regulations, one of which restricts public gatherings. Travelers are required to have COVID test results before flying out. For VOA News, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.